This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, June 28, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First, today, according to Catholic Online, Islamic terrorists linked with ISIS who have overrun Marawi City in the Philippines are using Christians as sex slaves and human shields. The terrorists are from the Monte Group and have sworn allegiance to ISIS. The terrorists overran the city of 200,000 people over a month ago, and they are now being pushed out by the Philippine Army. The systematic counterattack has reduced the terrorists to holding just a few city blocks. Within that shrinking space, the terrorists are rumored to have 100 Christian hostages, which they are using as human shields. They are also forcing women to serve as sex slaves. Survivors report men are forced to act as mules, carrying wounded soldiers on their backs to safety. Second, today, according to Gallup, Americans' confidence in the nation's major institutions has edged up in 2017 after registering historic lows over the past 3 years. Newspapers, public schools, and organized labor in particular have improved in public esteem. The average percentage of Americans expressing a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in 14 institutions is at 35%, up from 31% in 2014, and 32% in 2015 and 2016. With this year's uptick, Americans' confidence in key U.S. institutions is close to the historical average for the 14 institutions Gallup has asked about since 1993. Third, today, according to BCNN1, Crenshaw Christian Center church members reacted with surprise after their pastor, Fred K. Price, Jr., announced his resignation over serious personal misjudgments after a month-long sabbatical. The Christian Post interviewed some members and staff at Crenshaw Christian Center. Tamara Taylor, a coordinator at the church, said, quote, "Well, we know what you know. That's what he said to us. As long as he told us it was personal misjudgment, we really shouldn't speculate." Karen Taylor, a staff member at the church's New York campus, said Frederick Casey Price Sr. will return as the lead pastor temporarily and will also begin hosting the Ever Increasing Faith television program on TBN once again. Fourth, today, according to Singularity Hub, this spring, the Canadian province of Ontario announced that about 4,000 of its citizens will receive money as part of their no-strings-attached basic income experiment. The goal is to explore how universal basic income can improve both the lives of the individuals receiving it and the nation at large. This is not the first time someone started giving away free money and studied its effects. Historically, many organizations and government bodies have run some sort of universal basic income experiment on a small scale, and their outcomes have been notably positive. Over the next few decades, as technological automation takes over our jobs, governments may need to provide basic income to their citizens in order to ensure their well-being. Fifth, today, according to AFP, NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg warned the alliance must step up its defense against cyber attacks, saying they could potentially trigger their Article 5 mutual defense commitment. Computer users around the world were scrambling Wednesday to reboot systems after a tidal wave of ransomware cyber attacks spread from Ukraine and Russia across Europe to the United States and then on to Asia. It seemed to be very similar to the WannaCry ransomware, which hit more than 200,000 users in more than 150 countries last month. Sixth, today, according to the Baptist Press, Mark Harris, a pastor and past president of the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina, has drawn media focus for his decision to resign his pastorate as he considers a second run for Congress. The Charlotte Observer, local television stations, and Charlotte's largest talk radio show are among the media outlets to report on Harris's June 11th resignation from a 12-year pastorate at First Baptist Church in Charlotte, which averages 700 to 800 in Sunday morning worship. Harris told Baptist Press his decision stemmed from a sense of calling to politics and his awareness of a, quote, distinct need for pastors, quote, not just to take a position on the sideline of American life, but to get engaged. Finally, today, according to Breitbart, unemployment among black Americans aged 16 and over fell to 7.5% in May, its lowest level since December 2000. Black unemployment has been on the decline since February, falling from 8.1% in February to 8.0% in March, 7.9% in April, and 7.5% in May, according to data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The national employment rate in May was 4.3%, its lowest level since May 2001. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Romans 1:17 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Max Lucado said, "Here's what you need to keep in mind. You no longer have yesterday. You do not yet have tomorrow. You have only today. This is the day the Lord has made. Live in it." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.